We're back on the Footy LG pod, myself and Tony. And just like they say, all good things come to an end. And if that ain't the truth about TFC, as they have finally lost a game, they finally allowed their first and second goal of the season. I mean, going into that game though, Tony, let's just get right into it. We got to go TFC first today, man. It's just, it's disheartening after that start to see how our team just got by injuries throughout the week. What's your quick take on what's going on behind the scenes for Toronto FC right now?
I mean, it's not much we could do with the injuries. It is a shame because I think that was a big part of why we lost. You know, I expected a lot better from the team against New York because New York obviously was struggling. But reality, the small field did not help us, which I'm not going to put the whole blame on it, because both teams have to play on the field. I don't want to sound like an Arsenal fan. But
it is a shit field though. Like, let's call a spade a spade. It's a fucking awful field.
It is a shit field, but it's like saying, oh, it rained, you know, like, yeah, it rained for both teams, right? Both teams have to play on the shit field.
But both teams don't consistently play there to get practice on it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, New York plays there fucking every week where other teams don't. I think this is the stupidest thing ever. I was hanging out with guys that don't watch soccer normally, and they're like, what the hell is this field? I go, I know, it's fucking ridiculous, isn't it? But it's just like, it's a joke, but go on.
But I think the biggest problem, and it's, you know, not to, I know Herdman has done well, but I think the biggest problem I think we had heading into this game was that Herdman pulled a very normal move that he used to do with Team Canada, where even if there was injuries, even if there was players out, he didn't change the structure of the squad or the lineup to benefit the players he had. Because I think one of the biggest omissions, which was surprising to me, was not omissions, but problem areas in that first half, was Matty Longstaff playing in Osorio's position. He just didn't seem comfortable playing that offensive. And I think that would have been a different result if he had just changed it a bit to help Longstaff get into the game better, right? Yeah. Because Osorio is fantastic in that position. But to just throw someone in who's only played half a game with this team and expect him in a situation where there's a smaller field, it is tough. And that's where these are things that I've always said many times on the pod, where John Herdman, in his sense of coaching, doesn't change the style too much. You know, he sees it works, he keeps going, just fits in different pieces. So that was what I noticed for sure as a team. But I think the team, how else to say it? It was not, you could just tell they weren't in sync.
Well, let's get into the injuries first. I mean, you're looking at a team who's lost now Osorio to an injury. Richie Larea is out now for what looks like 3 months.
Yeah, that's big.
Nixon Gomez, who came in and looked fantastic, he's out. He has surgery. He's out for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the injuries are there. Davey Flores was day-to-day. Long was day-to-day. Sean Johnson's out for a little bit now. Like, that's a chunk of players. Like, when you look at that, that's almost more than half our lineup is dealing with either a serious injury or a day-to-day injury. Like, that's tough. You know what I mean? And again, we weren't going to go the whole year undefeated. Wasn't going to happen. Course. So it sucks that we weren't able to pull out the win, but on the road in New York City on this field, 2-1, it's tough.
Half an hour being up 10 men, up a man is tough. Was tough to swallow too, right?
TSC's never, ever been up a man. I've done well up a man. So, I mean, I didn't expect much when I saw that. But the goal that we had, I'll talk about that. I mean, congratulations to Shaquille. It was a great finish, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't a great play, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because was totally going for Bernadeschi.
Coelho was trying to pass to Bernadeschi, and it just was not good, and it just got lucky that it landed with Ruddy, who made the best of a bad situation. That's one thing. Yeah. So, but again, congrats to JMR. Really happy for him. I did not catch the end of the game, but I did hear a bunch of people saying Io Akinola might not even be a starter in the CPL.
That was a really bad miss. It was on his foot, and he just put it way over.
I did see that Kerr and Spicer checked in for a bit, though.
How
did that look?
Spicer, it was too little too late. It was like last 10 minutes, the same thing with Kerr. I personally would have thought that Kerr should have came in, not Akinola, when they did the sub for Prince. This is one of those situations where, you know, Prince, he's great, but this is a field where, yeah, okay, we scored off a long ball, but Prince was useless that whole first half on this field. He couldn't make space for Bernard Shinsen. He wasn't doing anything himself. I think Kerr would have been a better starter, or even it was. I think this would have been a nice spot to see. I'm gonna butcher his name, but Maisula, the South African kid, would have been good to see. But Spicer, it wasn't enough to. I feel like we just kind of hope for the best, put another striker in, and see what happens at the end.
I mean, it shows here he played just as long as Akinola. If we could say Akinola was shit, like, couldn't we see some? I get Kerr was only a few minutes, but Spicer was a full 15.
Spicer, it wasn't good. It wasn't. I don't want to put him. I didn't notice him. Reality was. Let's put it that way. Mm. He wasn't noticeable on the field. So,
it's too bad, man. I mean, but again, it's a learning scenario for the team. They're gonna have to deal with these injuries. Looking ahead to this week, they have all those injuries, plus they for sure don't have Flores, as he has been called up to represent his country. So in this international break, we're still playing games. So we're definitely this week going to be without Osorio, who's injured, Larea, who's injured. Even if they weren't, they both would be with Canada. We also will be losing Flores this week. We're not going to have Nixon Gomez this week. Hopefully Long's fit to play. I don't think we're going to have Sean Johnson this week. There's going to be a lot to overcome. The good news is we're back home.
Yep.
But I think losing Flores is going to be a massive loss. I don't know who right now steps into that defensive mid role and plays even a little as what Flores brings to us in that role. Who do you think is going to fill in for him?
He's going to have to change it. He's going to have to change the lineup.
He has to, right?
I don't think you can run – Now, I think Longstaff would be better in that defensive side than he did in Osorio's position. But reality is, Kosi Thompson is not going to do what Osorio can.
No.
He is faster. He can run. He will give you that speed. But you have to change the formation for this game.
I agree.
I think you have, you know, Jaquil Mascherotti is playing good. I think you can do four at the back with him. If Petretta's healthy, and then put Long and
that's another injury. I forgot about that. That's right, Petretta, another injury.
Yeah, Petretta was out. Who, you know, as long as you give him slack. He has been playing very well this season. So I think you have to play four at the back this game because O'Neal and Long are still doing well. O'Neal's pretty healthy. I think Long can handle it with another guy beside him. Have Petretta if he's healthy and Mascherotti on each wing, and you're going to have to move Bernadeschi and Senia back into that midfield on the wings and do like a 4-4-2. Do something simple because you have Spicer and Kerr. Kerr's healthy to play. Spicer, I think he deserves a real chance. It has to be changed because the formation that Herdman has, it worked perfectly when we were healthy.
Yep.
And this last game, small field. I understand injuries, but the formation wasn't fitting with the players that he had on deck, right?
You know what I would like to see? For the lineup, and again, I know people do not like the 4-3-3 at all. I know there's a lot against it. I would love, though, to see a back line of Long and O'Neal in the middle. Sure, okay, Petretta and Mascherotti, if they're both healthy, let's put them off. If not, I know you're going to hate me for saying this, but okay, put Kobe Franklin on one of the wings. And then your three mid, throw Longstaff in the middle, put Coelho on one side. And then this is where it gets tough because I don't know who fits in on that other side. Maybe a Kosi Thompson. I'm not too sure. And then up front, throw almost Insigne and Bernadeschi, not quite on the wings, but not directly in the middle either. Them. And then put Kerr in the middle in a bit, not like almost like that Giovinco role. You know what I mean? How he used to play. He wasn't like a dead center because I was Altidore always, but like play him almost in like that just a bit behind role and try that. So it'd be more of like a 4-3-1-2. If you know what I mean, that's what kind of would be something I would like to see personally. I think
Kosi Thompson. No. I think Kosi Thompson would do well in that position, in that sense, because
I think so too.
He would be more of a like you just need him to run and get back, right? You're not looking for him to be offensively, and I think that would benefit Coelho as well. I think Longstaff too. I think I already said it. Like he seems more of a defensive player. You know, you're not going to get a big play moment from him.
No,
that's why I think he looked out of sorts. So And that's just my – I hope Herdman just learns from it. I'm sure he will, but this is a common mistake that we saw the Gold Cup last summer. You know, it was – you're playing a formation that worked with David, Davies, and Buchanan, and you don't have any of those guys playing.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to play to the skill of your team, and I think that's what was the biggest thing in New York. So.
Well, yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely something that's going to have to be altered. We'll see what happens. I mean, we're facing an Atlanta team this week that has been doing pretty much the same as us right now. We have they've played one less game, and mm-hmm. we basically have the same record. If you just remove our one draw, we're looking pretty similar. Again, we're at home. Unfortunately, I won't be there. But again, you look at their season, look at our season. They beat New England. We beat New England. You know what I mean? They lost to Kansas City, or they lost to Columbus, and then and they beat Orlando City. So it's they're very similar to us right now, where they are in form. I don't know how many people they are losing to this international break.
Well, I assume they're one. Who's the guy that won the World Cup for them?
Barco. Or not Barco, Almiron. No, fuck it. No, Almada. Almada. Thiago Almada.
Which is, I mean, if he's gone, that's huge for.
Oh, he's their best player. Honestly,
that's a big loss for them.
I'm still shocked. He's still in Atlanta. To be completely honest with you, I think that's insane. Nobody wants to
pay him that much.
Well, still, it's insane.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's a really good player.
Yeah, he really is. And then they also have a Greek guy in the middle.
Yeah, he scored 3 goals against New England, I believe.
Yeah, I just don't know if
Georgios Dukan.
Yakumakis. Yakumakis or whatever. I just don't know if he's gotten called up. If Greece has any games, to be honest with you, I don't know if they do.
Well, they're are they not in the European qualifiers that are happening this weekend?
I don't know. So I'm not too sure if he's going to be called up or not, because again, you know, the Greece, they probably look in their league a lot. They don't really look towards, they got games this weekend. They got a game Thursday against Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
I know Kazakhstan is the greatest country, but yeah, I don't know if they've called him up or not. I mean, with his performance, I don't see how they don't call him up. It's just good luck finding anything about the squad for who Greece called up for them, because I'm trying to look.
I got it here. Yes, he got called up. Yes, he got.
He did? Yes. That's huge then for us.
Yeah, he's. Oh no, sorry. This is the November.
God damn it, Tony!
No, sorry. These are the following players were called up for UEFA Euro 2024 playoff qualifiers. Yeah, so he is there. He did get called up.
Okay, good. So that's huge for us that he's not there. So again, I think this is a game. Realistically, we don't need to win, but we should win this game.
Yeah, you want to keep that winning streak at home. You want to make people
make know that a fortress again.
Tough. Yeah,
make it a hard place to play in. It's a big game for us to bounce back. You know, it was nice. We had no expectations. We played the first few games. Now there were expectations. Now we got to see how we react to a loss like we did in New York. So it's a big chemistry game this weekend to see how this team can bounce back. I think they can do it. Give me Toronto over Atlanta in a 3-1 win at BMO. And first time, you know what? And again, I bring this up every week for the past few weeks, even though we've been very high on Toronto. They still have yet to score a goal that to me seems like they earned it. The first two goals were both wonder goals by Insignia, who made a lot out of nothing. And then that last goal in New York, like I said, was a Bosch pass that we got lucky. Marshall Rudy was in the right spot and he made a great play. Don't get me wrong, but these aren't goals you're expected to score. These are not expected goals, right? We have yet to see that teamwork bring into a team goal and things like that. That's okay. Yeah, that's going in. You know what I mean? No, there. We don't need to pull a flashbang out of our ass to score a goal. I want to see some actual good goals getting in. You know what I mean?
For my prediction, I'm going to go 2-0.
Toronto?
Yeah, I'm going to go 2-0 Toronto. I think Herdman will bounce back with them. I think he'll change it up. And I'm going to give DeAndre Kerr 2 goals.
Hey, listen, if Kerr's back, he's the goal scorer, right? So.
Yeah, I hope that this guy is going to – I think if he does really well these next few months, I could see him, if Canada gets to the Copa America, he could sneak into that squad.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. He's a young talent. I think he's not going to play, but I think he, at this point, is behind. I know there's great players like Theo Blair and Ike Ugbo playing, but I think DeAndre Kerr deserves a chance. He's a young talent, and I hope he could do well. These next few weeks, we'll decide it, right? Next few months, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you're right. So, I mean, speaking of Canada, we're going to have to get there in a second. Why don't we hop to some top bins, trash bins first before we get over to Canada?
So I know how much you love international weekends and football, but there's a new – I don't know if you've seen it yet, but there's a new thing that FIFA is implementing this month. It's called the FIFA Series. Pretty much it's their new way of setting up nations to play each other that normally don't. So, like, one of the main ones, first one starting off is in Egypt, and it's Croatia, Egypt, Tunisia, and I think New Zealand. And they're all going to play a round of friendlies against each other in the international window. Top bins, trash bins for FIFA creating these new little group stage games for international windows.
That's stupid. I can't care. It's I guess they're trying to do something to reinvent it, to kind of make it a bit better. I don't care for these things at all. Especially when my favorite team doesn't take breaks during these breaks a lot of the time. So I'm losing players now on my club team just so I can watch fucking Toronto face the Netherlands or Canada face the Netherlands, shit like that. I don't care. It's hard for me to care for these things. So nah, to me, it's trash bins.
Yeah. It's for me, it doesn't make sense. Like, you see some of these groups and it's such weird combinations of countries that are doing it. But I don't see the point of it. I know they're trying to have teams that normally don't play each other, but, you know, I don't see the point of saying, like, Canada having to play random teams. I want to see Canada play good teams. So, I don't know. No, I'm not a big fan either. For the second one, we're going to move to the movie world. As they announced, this rumor is they've already offered the new James Bond role to Aaron Taylor-Johnson, top bins, trash bins.
Honestly, I never really liked him years ago. So, I mean, I remember when he played Kick-Ass, I was kind of iffy. And then he played Quicksilver in the MCU, and I was kind of like, eh. But then his character in Bullet Train, I really liked. And also the trailer for Kraven that came out looks pretty fucking dope too. Yeah. So honestly, I think he'll do okay. I'm kind of excited. Yeah. I think he would be a good Bond.
I think if they could mesh his mannerisms from Bullet Train and have it more of like an anti-villain in a way with James Bond, like a different spin as a different, because always James Bond is always, you know, there's always a good guy. I know they tried to do edgy with Daniel Craig, but I think he could take it a little bit farther and bring that series to him, you know, like we see now, more anti-hero, like, and I think you'd do fantastic. So I like it. I hope it's a thing. As much as I would love to see Idris Elba do it, I think this is a great pick as well.
Yeah, I think it's a really good pick.
And the final topic is trash bins, because I know we're going to talk about it in a bit when Canada comes up. But I have to be honest with you and ask you this question. In this last week or so, both Adidas and Nike have released international jerseys this year, and I have to ask you, top bins, trash bins, is Adidas better than Nike at international jerseys right now?
I firmly disagree.
Really?
I think the majority of the Adidas jerseys that they released suck. I don't like any of them. I think they did what they did with MLS, and they took one template and just rotated the colors for 80% of the teams. There are a few amazing ones. Don't get me wrong. Mexico's are amazing. Both the home Columbia, and the away.
Even the Colombia ones look really nice.
But the Colombia one is the exact same as all the other ones, just with different colors. There's only a few that got significantly different looking jerseys. And that's why, to me, like, if you look, they all have the same kind of style. You know what I mean? They have the, they have like the piping down this on the going down the sides, and then I don't know. It's all too uniform to me. It all looks the same, and that's why I'm just kind of, I don't know. It's just Nike. Do they have a lot of hits? No, but they don't have a lot of misses either, barring
Canada. I think this international.
Barring Canada, we'll get to that.
I think this international window, they've had a lot of misses. Like, even that Norway jersey. Ugh. Like, I know no one's buying in Norway, but.
But again, so.
Yeah,
so
even, look, even the U.S. jerseys that they released were very, like, ugh. You know,
but,
like,
but again, I want you can look at Italy, Spain, Argentina's
those,
away,
those ones
Chile.
Did, yeah.
And they're
even
literally
Italy,
the exact
Italy's
same.
Away is not very nice.
Well, but not even that they're nice or different. All I'm saying is they're the exact same. Mm-hmm. They're the piping is the same. The sleeves are the same. Everything's the same. It's just a different color for that country. I don't know. It's just something about it is just not looking too good for me. However, that being said, there are some big hits. Colombia is the same too. It's the same as all. There are some big hits. Like I said, Germany's away is a very nice kit in my opinion. And then Mexico's home is really nice, but their away is phenomenal.
That's the teal one, the light green, right?
I believe so. It just came out. I'm trying to look it up now to see if it's the one that I was thinking of, but it is very, very nice. But then again, Mexico's always been one of the nicer nicer ones over the past few seasons. You know what I mean? I think about back on that pink one.
I love the home kit too. Wow.
Yeah, the home kit's very nice as well. They did a really good job. And again, theirs is a little weird. Like, their home jersey is a little weird. You know what I mean? It's got like a little few designs, but it's different and I like it. Now, Nikes, obviously all my teams are Nike, Canada, Portugal, but I think they did a really good job with Portugal this year. I think they fucking shit the absolute bed on Canada.
I don't know. That's the same guy that designed the TFC, man. I'm telling you. I can't wrap my head around that. Like, I don't even know how to describe. Like, I thought it was fake when I saw it.
Dude.
Like, I'll be honest. I thought it was fake. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
I hear people defending them. And I'm like, how can you defend these kids? Like, oh, they look better on in person. No, they fucking don't. No,
they don't. They don't. They don't.
They are garbage.
Like, you have pinstripes. Why not do the red pinstripes through the whole jersey? Why only do in the middle? You know? It's awful. I don't – like, the only thing I like about the red one is the crest in the middle. Because that's different.
I don't like that. We've talked about this when they did the whole Man City and that whole kind of group they did those a few years ago. I do not like that at all.
Brazil did the same. The Brazil one has the same thing. In the middle.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm not. I've never been a fan of that. I think what they did is kind of, Like it's. I don't get that red one. The red one is not awful. Awful. It's bad. Don't get me wrong.
But I don't get why.
The white one.
I don't
get why
the Nike symbol has that stupid fucking white around it in the red one.
The white one is hideous, though. Like, it's so bad. U.S., I know you said U.S. isn't great. I think U.S. is fine. They're a bit plain, but I could easily, if I'm American, buy one of those and be happy with it. I would much rather that than what Canada has.
I'm going to be honest with you. One that I really like from Nike is the French one. The French one. With the old logo.
The big rooster.
That kind of looks nice. I'll give that.
That one looks nice. You know what? I think they hit it out of the park too with England's.
Because it's so plain, like the players. Right?
But I think that's good. That's what they need. You know what I mean? I like, especially the away. I like that one a lot. Portugal's, their red is like a classic red, like it always is. Their away ones, though, looks like a tablecloth. I had it my Vovo had at her house.
I was going to say, I've seen that before.
But they did a good job. Like, I think that's a really nice looking shirt. I saw a lot of what the concepts were, and I thought, oh my god, this is gonna be awful from some of the stuff I saw, but this one I think is really nice, and I'm definitely gonna buy that blue away shirt. Everywhere else, there's no outside of Canada again, and unfortunately Nigeria's aren't as great as they've been in the past, although I still think they're very good. They're just not as good as they've been in the past. I don't think they have many misses other than Canada and the Norway.
Well, that Nigeria home jersey is horrible.
I don't mind it.
With just the nation's name on it?
It's got the Niger, and then it's got like that little design in the back of it with the color. I think that's nice for one, because they can't go wild on two jerseys. You know what I mean? They need one kind of kind of muted one, and then they have that their black away one that's black with all the green through it that looks really nice. They need to do that. You can't do crazy for both. You can't do crazy for both. Look at that. They try to do crazy for Norway on both, and it's probably maybe worse than Canada's. I don't know. Because at least Norway's away jersey, I think, looks decent compared to their home ones.
That home jersey looks horrible.
It's one of the worst ones. That's worse than Canada's. It is worse than Canada's, but their away is better.
I don't like the U.S. blue one either. Like, I don't know. Even the Polish ones, I don't know if you see those there on your thing, but the Poland ones are like Canada's in the middle, but just reverse. So the Polish logo is like right at the top of the collar, pretty much. Like, it's,
oh, I see Poland's. Yeah, like, I see Poland's. At least Poland's don't have a fucking stupid circle of the other opposite color over the Nike symbol like ours do.
I got no idea who. I don't know, man. It's just we got it tough in Canada with jerseys.
No,
it's just not ridiculous. Going good right now. But yeah, well. International soccer, your favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
Your favorite weekends. Well,
listen, you know what? Normally I hate them, but this is a fucking massive match. This is one of the biggest matches inside of any formal tournaments. They win this, they get into Copa America, which they should have already been in. Let's not move away from that. They should have already been in this tournament. They unfortunately made it a lot harder on themselves. And you know what? Trinidad and Tobago, they're on pretty good form.
Yep. I'm pretty sure they beat the U.S. in their playoff, that first game. So
if you look in the past, they beat the U.S. 2-1 in Nations League, in the quarterfinals of Nations League. Unfortunately, that was the second leg, and they didn't qualify past that. But then they tied Jamaica in their last game, which was a few weeks ago,
they played two games against Jamaica,
lost 1-0 and tied 0-0. Everyone knows why they did that, because Jamaica is the team that Canada faced most recent in the Nations League to try to get through. They're not looking too bad right now. And if Canada overestimates them, it's going to be a very unfortunate game. So
actually, another Atlanta United player is on Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, really?
Agene Fortune.
Oh, Agene Fortune, yeah. Who's been 14, am I right? But
and actually two CPL players, too, got called up to this Trinidad team.
Wow, then there's no fucking way we lose this game.
Rion Moore, who I've never heard of, Pacific FC, and Andre Rappersad, who plays for Halifax, I heard of. He's decent for the league.
What's Buddy's name?
No, Telfer.
No, God. Telfer?
Because I was so scared of that.
Oh, shut up.
No, because you know that would be the type of guy that would score against us.
Please, man. Please, Tony.
I know Luke Singh could have been called up to this, but he did not get called up. So,
but no Telfer. Okay, well, that's good. He's back in the CPL, by the way, this year.
Yeah, he's with Halifax.
There's
quite a few players in their list. You have Malcolm Shaw from Atletico, Telfer, and then Luke Singh.
So realistically, though, Canada's got to win this match.
They have to, especially if Davies is healthy. With David playing the way he is, I think it's going to suck not having Osorio there. But, I mean, actually, is he ruled out for this game? I believe he is.
Well, he's been replaced. Liam Fraser has taken his spot.
Liam Fraser plays at FC Dallas now? I'm not sure.
Yeah, they brought him in. I think that was the middle of last season.
I think my hope is that, you know, the big guns play good. I mean, David Buchanan and Davies, because they play like they should play up front, I don't think we'll have a problem. But if it's not working, I hope this coach takes them out and puts like a guy like Schoppelberg or Theo Blair, who are red hot right now. You know what I mean? You gotta play your hot hands if you're down, right?
Yeah, I mean, this Theo Blair kid, I've been reading a lot about him. I haven't seen him obviously play. Mm-hmm. He plays fucking for Motherwell. But all I've been hearing is good things about him. So I would like to see him. This is where a friendly would be nice, because, yeah, okay, let him play the whole game. But this is a must-win game. You need to ride David in the middle of the whole game. You need to ride Buchanan, who to me is the biggest kind of question mark right now, because he just does not play. So
he looked good on the weekend against Napoli when he came in.
Did he come in?
He came in for the last, I believe it was like half an hour, and he put Di Lorenzo to work. And Di Lorenzo's in Serie A is probably one of the better defenders on the wing, and he put him to work.
I think that's only his third appearance.
That I was actually impressed on how well he stepped up. I mean, I know he came in as a sub, but still, like, DiLorenzo's a he's a very professional defender, right? You got to to beat him, you got to be at your best, right? So,
well, either way, we're gonna need him to play well. David's red hot as well, so he needs to do it. Davies is not playing, I believe, or is he playing?
He is on the team.
He's on the team, there. But I don't know about with injuries. Is he going to be able to play? Because I know he kind of almost tweaked it again last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be interesting to see what happens with him.
I'm interested to see who they're going to play at center back. You know, they do the Joel Waterman, Luke DeForges center back duo? Will Kamal Miller get in? Because Kamal Miller is not really playing too well at Portland right now.
No, I think it's going to be his name? Bombito.
Bombito.
He plays on the Rapids.
I watched the game actually the weekend. Him Rapids versus Seattle, and he did didn't do too bad.
Yeah, I've been hearing good things about what he's been able to do. So I would not be surprised if we see him at the back. But yeah, that center back pairing will be very interesting to see who goes there and if they can carve out a spot for themselves.
And I think Kone, Eustachio, and Piatt midfield. Why
Piatt? Why Piatt?
Well, I mean, the other options are Schwanier and Fraser, and I think, you know what, I think Piet will do okay against. I think he can handle it. I mean, it's going to be down to Eustachio. The question I am, who do you give the captaincy to for this game?
Well, that's the big thing everyone's wondering, too. If Alfonso Davies
plays, you give it to him. I would have done Osorio if he was healthy.
No, if Alfonso Davies plays, you give it to him. End of story.
Yeah.
I think, you know, he's kind of revolutionized this era of Canada soccer. He's been the face of it the whole time. If he doesn't have it, it's because he doesn't want it. And then if that's the case, then I'd reach over to maybe a new Eustachio type and offer him it because of the way he is, his demeanor, and things like that. But yeah, I don't know, man. I think in the midfield, you're fine with just Kone and Eustachio. And then, so maybe hear me out. So this is a weird kind of position.
4-2-4.
I was thinking 4-2-4, or maybe if you want to do, not a true 5-2-3, but maybe like with the wing backs pushing up, and then in the middle you could play like a Bombito, a Kamal Miller, and then maybe one of the other center backs like a Cornelius or
still have Alistair Johnson there too, right?
Well, that's the thing. You could throw on the wings because we don't have Larea. Remember, you got Alistair Johnson, you got Alfonso Davies on the two wings, the two in the mid. You put in Kone and Eustachio, and then the three up front, you put David, Buchanan, and Laren.
I don't start Laren. I'll be honest with you. I start EK Ugbo or Schaufelberg or Theo Blair. I don't put Laren. I don't think Laren can be on that wing right now. I think you put David in the middle, you put Tejon, and you pick between Schaffelberg and Theo Blair to play on the other side.
I would love Schaffelberg out there.
I think he deserves it. As much as I give the guy hate right now among these Canadian players, I think he's more informed than Laren right now. And I think even Theo Blair is more informed than Laren.
Yeah, I mean, Laren, he scored a few goals, but he's not done anything crazy with
what I would like with Theo Mallorca. Blair is that a lot of these Trinidad players, they're not big division team players, right? They're slower, lower division type teams, and that's where Theo Blair is pretty much with Scotland, with Motherwell, right? So,
yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see the lineup that they come out with. Most importantly, they need this win.
Yeah.
They need this win bad because we want to be in the Copas come open the summertime. Up against
Argentina.
Hell yeah.
That's the thing. If we win this game, our opening game is Argentina.
Well, we're going to put them in their place when we get there.
That'd be beautiful. Oh my God.
I'm really excited. It's going to be a big game. Unfortunately, our friend Hostways looks like he's going to put a mega whale on this game. Oh, he's saying his biggest bet he's ever placed in his life will be on Canada Moneyline this week.
Oh, so no. Here we go. Remember to say it again.
That's what I said. Oh, I said, oh, here we go. But what can you do?
I'm never going to talk to him again if we lose this game. I'm telling you. That's it.
Well, it's going to be crazy. Canada and the must win.
Sucks I'm not be able to watch this one, though.
Why not? Oh, because you're in the States. Yeah,
you're in New York watching Italy on Sunday. So
yeah, so you're – why can't you watch the game, though?
Oh, actually, I could bring a – I guess, watch yeah, I could
watch it on the Saturday.
Yeah, I could watch it.
I was going to say, pro tip, because you have Apollo, just bring your Fire Stick with you. Plug it into any TV, and you can use it.
Oh, true. Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. So, there's a
pro tip. Now I get the stress out watching.
Me as well, because that way too, you'll get USA or Canada and Trinidad on 4 o'clock, and then I believe TFC is 7:30. So both of them are at least at times where you can watch both if you want to.
My game's that early, 4 o'clock game for Canada.
I know it is a weird time. It's four.
I might not even be able to make it by then, actually.
Yeah, so that's
the time I leave, but
that's the time that game's on. I'll be in Florida myself because I was going to say, make sure you're back here next Thursday to listen to us discuss what went down. You won't be listening to me. You'll be listening to Tony, and maybe we get a guest to fill in next week. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But yes, I will not be back, but Tony will still be here next Thursday to give you what went down in Canada, Trinidad, and also in TFC's game as well. So make sure you guys tune back in here next Thursday for that. As always, guys, give us a follow on Spotify, Apple Music, Instagram, TikTok, at FootyLG. And don't miss an episode, guys. We're back here next Thursday discussing what went down. And you know what? As we always say, come on, you Reds. And this week, I mean TFC. But most importantly, let's go Canada. We need that win. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great weekend.